With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Answers in the death of a famous actor and his wife.
Investigators say they've determined how actor Gene Hackman and his wife died. Dr. Heather Jarrell is New Mexico's chief medical examiner.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor. The cause of death for Miss Betsy Hackman, aged 65 years, is hantavirus pulmonary syndrome. The manner of death is natural.
Investigators say Hackman died a full week after his wife. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNnews.com, former GOP California Congressman John Campbell says Democrats should have been willing to applaud parts of President Trump's address Tuesday night, something he knows from personal experience.
But certainly when Obama was president and I was a Republican sitting there, he would say something that you agreed with. You know, I'd often look to the person next to me and say, well, we got to stand up for that.
Campbell says Democrats did themselves a disservice when they refused to applaud for any part of the address.
This is a new low, certainly in my lifetime and certainly in my experience, where you had nobody where they didn't stand up for that sort of thing. And as I say, it's not just human decency. It's they're ignoring self-preservation. Either that or they actually think it's popular to do this.
China announcing retaliatory tariffs on some Canadian farm and food imports after Ottawa imposed duties in October on Chinese-made electric vehicles and steel and aluminum products. The new duties become effective on March 20th. This is SRN News. Transgenderism falling out of favor in this country.
The latest poll from the Pew Research Center finds support for laws that limit transgender behavior is growing. 66% of adults say males should not be allowed to play sports against females, up from 58% that felt that way 3 years ago. 56% say it should be illegal for doctors to perform sex change operations on children, up from 46% in 2022. Growing numbers of Americans also want transgenderism kept out of the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
China touting its persecution of Christians. Communist government has released a statement saying its public security authorities intensified efforts to dismantle cult organizations in 2024. They have worked to curb the growth and spread of cults, as they call them, mitigating potential threats to national security. This is SRN News. A former federal prison inmate now in Oklahoma custody.
The state seeks to execute him for a 1999 killing in Tulsa. Federal officials transferred 60-year-old George John Hansen to state custody. The move by the U.S. Bureau of Prisons follows through on President Trump's executive order to more actively support the death penalty. Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond had sought Hansen's transfer earlier this year, and new Attorney General Pam Bondi ordered his transfer last month. Drummond's office will request an execution date for Hansen later this year. John Scott reporting.
Death row inmate in Louisiana scheduled to become the first person in the state to be executed using nitrogen gas and asking now for his capital punishment to be carried out using a, quote, more humane method. Attorneys for Jesse Hoffman Jr. argued nitrogen hypoxia is cruel and unusual punishment. More details at SRNnews.com.